Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Last night, I dreamed of Louis Destocker. He never wanted to be king. He never wanted to be the champion. He only ever wanted to do his duty, to protect the innocent and punish the guilty. But he fell in love with his best friend's fiancée, and was in turn betrayed by another friend. They took away his good name, and made him an outlaw. I saw him gather friends and allies, and set out to raise an army to overthrow the forces of evil, like another Deathstalker before him. And I wanted to warn him that heroes have a tendency to die young and bloody. I saw old friends return from the past, and legends walk in history once more. Stories left unfinished have a way of enforcing their own endings. In my dream, I saw planets burning in the long night, and armies of the dead overrunning the cities of men. All in a dream, and all so very long ago. Or maybe it was just yesterday. All stories come to an end. In time. Simon R. Green's Deathstalker Coda. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Michael Glenn, David Coyne, Vanessa Benjamin, Corey James, Peter Stray, Barbara Pinolini, Elizabeth Demery, Sonny Lasky, Ken Jackson, Nanette Savard, Bruce Allen Rauscher, James Konacek, Thomas Penny, Michael John Casey, Lily Beacon, James Lewis, Doug Krenzlin, and Mort Shelby. Deathstalker Coda Part 1. Here Be Monsters. Owen Deathstalker was in a coma, and everyone else was panicking. On the planet Hayden, deep down in the man-made crater called the Pit, in the steel corridors men had built to surround and contain the Madness Maze, a lot had happened in a short time. That renowned hero and legend Owen Deathstalker had returned from the dead, walked out of the maze with his descendant Louis, worked a number of quite remarkable miracles, and then gathered up the minds of everyone present to take a fast trip across space in order to observe the terror close up. Unfortunately, that most ancient and awful destroyer of worlds and civilizations turned out to be, in some as yet unexplained way, Owen's long-lost love, Hazel Dark. Now everyone was back in their right bodies again, but Owen was curled up in a fetal ball, eyes squeezed tight shut, dead to the world, and floating about 3 feet above the gleaming steel floor. Everyone else had since given themselves up to alarm and confusion, and trying very hard not to wet themselves. As Jessamine was fond of saying, some days things wouldn't go right if you put a gun to their head. The AIs of Shub were the only ones to remain calm and unruffled, though admittedly it was hard to tell the difference between a calm and an excited robot when they all had featureless blue steel faces. Still, for the moment, half a dozen of them were surrounding Owen's hovering body in an honor guard, and politely but firmly refusing to let anyone get too close. This followed an understandable but regrettable incident, where Brett Random had climbed onto Owen's body and pounded on his chest with both hands, shrieking, "Wake up, you bastard!" The renowned con man, thief, and famed substance abuser was now striding up and down the corridor.
"I always knew no good would come of meddling with the Madness Maze!"
"Wait a minute. Wait just one goddamn minute. Is everyone who's gone through the Madness Maze going to turn into a terror eventually? Are we all going to end up as galaxy-devouring monsters? Why is everyone looking at me like that? It's a reasonable question."
"It's a totally unnerving question, and quite probably the last thing I need to think about right now. Aren't things bad enough as they are? Oh, I can feel one of my headaches coming on."
The blonde diva's famously beautiful face had gone all blotchy with shock and stress, and she'd clasped both her hands together in front of her to stop them from trembling. Louis tried to put a comforting arm across her shoulders, and she shrugged him off almost angrily as she glared at the comatose Owen.
"Damn you, Owen!"
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"